I'm joined now by one of RNIB's longest-serving volunteers. Val Newey has devoted 45 years of his life to helping blind and partially sighted people with his technical expertise. So thanks for joining me, Val.
It's a pleasure, Barry.
So tell me how you first got involved with the charity all those years ago.
Well, I was working at St George's Hospital in medical physics department at Hyde Park Corner. I'd only just joined, and my boss came in and asked me if I'd like to join the RNIB talking book service. So I just picked it up and went from there.
And did you have much knowledge of sight loss back then?
No, very little. So it was a bit of a revelation to me, really.
And it's technology's your first love. What would it have been like? What would you have been doing when you first started?
Well, it was with the old Smith & Clark tape recorders, you know, the 8-track machines that were pretty awful, actually. I mean, the only positive side for me was that I could open them up and repair them, which obviously can't do now because of health and safety type things. And I always remember the ping they used to make when you got to track one. Yeah, it was quite fascinating, I think, in those days.
And this is the old tapes, the analog tapes with the reel?
That's right, yes.
Bit different from the digital landscape nowadays, Val.
Oh, yes, it's a transformation now. And with things like Alexa, where you can ask them to do things, I mean, it's a big help to visually impaired people.
It's a real game changer, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes, and I think it can only improve.
So what are the things you do nowadays? How's it changed?
Yeah, well, it's mainly iPhone support for me. I did do quite a bit of computer support, but I find that it can take a lot of time up. So I prefer just doing smartphone support, really. I've made friends with a lot of blind people, so I often go around and have a chat to them and take them out for a walk and so on.
Well, it's an incredible amount of time you've been doing it. And if you don't mind me saying, you've been doing it since the year before I was born. So my whole life you've been at RNIB. That's incredible. And you've met some famous people over the years doing this as well.
Yes, I've met a couple of them. I met Princess Golitsyn. She was originally Jean Dorney. She was an American actress, but she married a Russian prince. So I went to her house in Eaton Square. She was a fascinating person to talk to, very humble. She told me she'd been a fashion model. She'd been the muse of Terence Rattigan. She knew the royal family. She was a friend of Princess Grace Kelly. And when I got home, I looked up the fashion model. She was actually a Christian Dior model, not any old model.
You have to pinch yourself. That would be fascinating.
Yes. I went there for a 10-minute help with a magnifier and ended up being there for about 5 hours chatting to her. She was a lovely person.
And it's not just the only model or supermodel you've met.
Yes. I also met Blanche Blackwell, Ian Fleming's muse. So she was a very interesting person as well to talk to. She told me about her life in Jamaica, and she used to be friends with Noel Coward.
Sounds like your phone book's a who's who of all the celebs.
Yes. I met a lot of just ordinary people as well, a lot of lovely ordinary people. One of the big things I found out from blind people, Barry, is that a lot of them don't have very much, really, but they're generally quite happy, whereas we sighted people have got everything, and so many of us are not happy. So there must be a lesson we can learn from them, I think.
Definitely. The more we have, the more we want.
Yes, I think so.
Well, meeting supermodels and tinkering with technology, the years fly by, don't they? What is it that's kept you there for so long?
I helped a guy who was blind and deaf. He was quite a young chap. And it sort of made me think about life, really, because here's this guy. He didn't speak either. I can always make him laugh. And what has he got? He's got a smartphone and a braille keyboard to communicate, or fingerspelling. I learned the fingerspelling, which is quite easy to do, actually. But it does make you think about life. So that knocked me back a bit, I must admit, when I met him, because I thought, wow, this poor guy. He lost his sight when he was 8, sight and hearing. But he was relatively happy again. So it's a strange world.
Now, obviously, lockdown had a big effect on everyone. A big part of what you do is your technology stuff with RNIB. How did that time affect you? And is it good to be back to normal or some kind of normality?
Yes, we weren't allowed to actually answer any calls during COVID. So it was a bit depressing because... I mean, volunteering, they say, is good for the soul, which I certainly think is the case. You get out and about and meet people who are a bit worse off than yourself in a way. So you get to appreciate life a bit more, I think.
And as you mentioned, you've met some great people and made some friendships over the years as well.
Yes.
What have you got planned? Any plans for the future?
Oh, yeah, hopefully to hang on for a few more years and continue helping RNIB. So that'd be the main thing, I think.
If anyone's blind or partially sighted or gone through sight loss that might need some tech help, how do they go about it? Where can they find you?
Oh, well, they contact RNIB and Davinder, my current manager. You'll send me an email. So, yeah, that's the way it's organised. And occasionally I pop up to Judd Street and have a chat to everyone. The staff, they generally are, they're fantastic. I must admit that I owe them a great debt because I've met so many wonderful people through them. And so, yes, thank you, all you people at RNIB.
Well, the feeling is mutual. As I say, 45 years is quite incredible. Really appreciate it on behalf of everyone from RNIB, Val. Val Newey, thanks for your time. Volunteering with RNIB, first of all, but today for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck for the future.
Thank you, Barry. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.